love good user manual instructions at the end of a song.
Yes. Yes. You know exactly what to do.
Here's what to do.
Here's what to do.
I love it.
That was my, it just takes me back. It's a glimmer. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
a glimmer of, I had that CD and my first early performances of lip syncing to my parents in my front yard was definitely to that song.
Love this.
So, yeah.
Love this.
I wore that album out.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I mean, again, the next show we do, we have to like talk more about glimmers and origin stories of how we all get into, you know, what we end up doing and what sparks that joy. But yeah, giving me at least two glimmers of Shania Twain in one show is.
And actually, yeah. I have to correct me. I had the cassette of that album.
Oh,
yeah, it was the cassette. It was, yeah, sorry.
Authenticity is
important. I can't. I was old enough for cassettes.
Does somebody out there need to Google it? It's okay. We'll wait. It's fine. It's like the original. That's why so many of us are nostalgic about mixtapes, because it really was this. Cassettes were this literal labor of love about how you would make music, you know, mixtapes for people.
Yeah.
You had to like sit there and long form it. Like you just like make it, like listen to the song and then stop it and then set the next thing.
So, and I recorded so much off the radio. Yeah.
I'm telling you, bootleg was the OG.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's how you would get it. Yeah. So folks, it's just a little bit past 8 o'clock. It's WREV FM Burlington. We've had a great time on your radio tonight. Thanks for riding along with us.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks for chatting too. Mm-hmm. That was really fun.
Mm-hmm. It's always great to have listener engagement. You will see us at Higher Ground for the Pride Ball and maybe in the parade, not riding bicycles up Church Street, but perhaps, you think Becca Ballant would let us ride shotgun?
That would be amazing.
Okay, maybe I'll sit on your lap.
Okay,
and we will sit. That is some squad goals right there. Let's see if we can make that happen.
I need to figure out who I'm with on the bride parade.
Well, it's going to be Becca Ballant.
Courting
is what's going to happen right now. Look, I'm going to DM her campaign, and we're going to make this happen.
Okay, sounds good. Let's do it.
Even if I have to make a donation, I'll make this happen for us.
Yeah.
Okay, folks. So we'll see you on September 5th, if not before. Happy Pride, everybody out there.
Yes,
thanks
Denim
for coming
and Diamonds,
in.
Pride Ball, Higher Ground, highgroundmusic.com. Yay!
All right. We'll see you all next time. Stay tuned.
Longing and discover that their identity is a superpower.
I've been changed a lot by being in a community of LGBTQ people. I've also learned how to respect different communities. No matter who we are and what we look like, we are all equal.
Visit OutrightVT.org to learn more about how LGBTQ plus youth find their people to imagine and realize the world they deserve.
come to me. She asks me about my law. She laughs and calls a Ken. She asks if I'll read her latest piece. Cause I referenced him one time. I'm like, oh, what? Stop! Well, Sammy writes pieces for a big machine, cause a book deal can't even pay the rent. But Pac-Man and another artist to put a dollar in his pocket, he's like, I'm a long working class man. Maybe that's why mom stays down at the shore most of the time. We're always needing her there to breathe. Oh yeah, it's nice to feel special, it's nice to have a thing, and it's nice to get a break from that cynical beat. I think my dirty wedding suit was a promise. They'll never let them take my soul. Yeah, you're too good to spend any time in the mud. Yes, you're a truth to behold. To bully the dogs, or the ones waiting in line to get ripped off just to turn around and rip someone else off, baby, aren't you sick?
Thank you.